time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brent Urban met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Houston on Sunday.
What are just kind of the initial thoughts after a game like that?
Just hurts, you know, just wasn't good enough. Need to find a way to get better, plain and simple. Just hurts, you know, just wasn't good enough.
Frank, you've been part of some really, really good defenses around mm-hmm. here. How does it feel when you go out there and are unable to stop an offense like that?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel good, obviously. You know, that isn't the standard here. That's not what we're used to. So we just got to try to find a way to come together, just get better, play for each other, you know.
How shocking is it for you, as somebody, you know, you've been here a while, and as James said, a lot of great defenses. How is it, like, shell-shocking almost?
Yeah, it's obviously unexpected. You know, you didn't think that's how today was going to go at all. We just got to be better, every single one of us. You know, it's one thing here, one thing there. Just, you know, we got to kind of find a consistency on defense where we're all showing up.
Brent, to a man, most coaches and players talk about that they think you're practicing well and it's not carrying over to the mm-hmm. games. Would you agree with that, and why do you think that's happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a multitude of things. I think, you know, we did practice well leading up to this. It's just, you know, the execution hasn't been there at times. Whether it's just communication or just everybody being on the same page, I think, you know, we got to do a better job. Starts from me, you know, starts from the front, on back, really. So disappointing, frustrating, you know. We just got to find a way to get better. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a big history with Zach, and, you know, I think, you know, I stand behind Zach 100%. I think, you know, the execution out there, if we're preparing the right way and having good practices and stuff, and we're not executing out there, I think, you know, it's on us, frankly. So we need to be better, plain and simple. You know, I don't think you can point all your fingers at one person.
Is it frustrating to see him taking all this blame when you guys feel like it's not doing
the
executing?
For sure, yeah. I mean, like, we're the ones out there playing, and, you know, I just look at it like it has to be on us. You know, it's the coaches can't go out there and play with us. So, you know, just has to be better.
Are you seeing the accountability that you've seen in the past from guys, or is it, are you guys still kind of searching for some of that as well?
I think the accountability, like, guys know, you know, we know where there's mistakes happening. You know, it's just a matter of going out there and eliminating those and executing, frankly.
It's pretty simple.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, we all prepared, I think, the right way. So I don't want to use anything as an excuse, honestly. Like, I think it's just execution, focus, bring it every play, playing for each other, and, you know, just finding a way to do that, frankly. So.
Brent, you were part of that 2015 team. I know you were hurt and didn't play until the second half of the season, but when you get off to this kind of start where no one wants it, how do you maintain the level of confidence as a team that you need to climb out of this, to get to the point where you're playing better football again?
I think at the end of the day, like, we do believe in ourselves, you know, as frustrating and as tough as it's been, we do still believe, you know, we have confidence in ourselves as players, and it hasn't been successful, so we need to figure out a way to just keep going out there preparing and, you know, trying to find whatever it is that's, like, causing us to not execute, basically. Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no worries.